I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music and story of electric guitarist Charlie Christian on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. This is the third and final in a series on pioneers of jazz guitar. Christian's influence went well beyond his work with Goodman. In the Downbeat magazine polls of 1940, 41, and 42, he was voted best guitarist. And he was a significant influence felt strongly at a crucial inflection point for jazz. In 1940 and 41, when he was part of the cutting-edge jam sessions in New York City that pointed toward the development of modern jazz. Benny's slightly earlier trios and quartets had introduced a series of stylistic breakthroughs, taking jazz to a new level of interaction and collaboration between players. Forming his sextet around Charlie's amplified guitar brought greater drive and cohesion while expanding the range of tones and textures available, and the result was a strikingly modernistic new sound. So by 1940-41, Goodman was in a highly innovative mood. Expanding his sextet beyond Charlie in six pieces, he added trumpeter Cootie Williams, long of Ellington fame, and began experimentally borrowing from the Basie Band, thanks in part to the mutual connection of producer John Hammond. The tune Breakfast Feud, with the newly arrived trumpet mute specialist Cootie Williams, announced the birth of a striking new sound in music. The unison blending of muted trumpet, clarinet, and electric guitar in a tightly organized jazz combo. Breakfast Feud, guitarist Charlie Christian with the Benny Goodman Sextet in 1939. I'm Dave Redlar. This is Jazz Rhythm, the last of three programs focusing on pioneers of jazz guitar from about 1925 to 1940. Born and raised near the Texas-Oklahoma border, Charlie Christian was the son of a black, itinerant, blind blues singer. Showing talent from an early age, he built his own guitar in school woodshop using a cigar box. Both he and the instrument are reliably reported to have sounded very good. By his early 20s, Christian was playing with some of the top swing orchestras of the Southwest and Midwest. And in 1937, he bought an amplifier so he could compete in volume and loudness with brass and reeds. Building on what Eddie Lang and other guitar pioneers of the 1920s and 30s had done, Christian was developing his own style. Plucked from relative obscurity to be the centerpiece of Benny Goodman's new sextet, his innovative sound and improvising greatly influenced both his contemporaries and listening audiences. Benny Goodman was seeking musicians equal to his own creativity and commitment to developing new musical forms, regardless of their race or social status. And Benny was about the best-selling artist in popular music, so he had enough commercial clout that when he found talent he wanted to work with, he got away with violating the racial barriers that had segregated the music industry from its inception. So it should be noted that all the Goodman small bands were well known at the time as the first widely available records of racially integrated jazz ensembles, an historic step forward in segregated 30s America. The Goodman-Christian recording of Rose Room has special significance. Benny decided to hire Christian after they had jammed together on Rose Room for 3/4 of an hour. And it was among the first records of Goodman's newly formed sextet. And Charlie's 32-bar solo of punchy, horn-like notes and clever pauses on Rose Room showed his genius for improvising stunning solos, and it electrified the jazz world. Thank you.